Welcome to today's Lely Radio Sports page on KNIA KRLS. This is Mike Effner. The Norwalk boys wrestling team qualified four individuals for this week's state tournament by placing in the top three of Saturday's Class 3A district meet in Norwalk. The Warrior State qualifiers include senior Asaya Martinez at 126 pounds, junior Blake Stanford at 132, senior Cale Wadley at 150, and junior Victor Esparza at 190. They will begin state competition on Wednesday at 4 p.m. inside the Casey Center. My conversations with Norwalk state qualifiers. Here now with Norwalk senior Asaya Martinez at the Class 3A District Wrestling Tournament in Norwalk today. Asaya, a third place performance today, capped off by a pretty good win there in your last match, a 9-0 decision. How confident were you going into that last match to get it done?
I was pretty confident. I wrestled him a little bit before at Ed Winger, the Urbandale tournament. I was a little sick during that match, but I still won that match. So going into it, I was like, I feel way better, not sick. And I was like having fun today after my semifinals.
Yeah, you had one loss in there, but you came back from pretty strong to win a couple of decisive, had a pin and a 9-0 win there. So going to state now for the second time in your career, what did you learn last year at the state meet that you'll take with you this time around?
The environment's very big. A lot of people get overwhelmed by it. So like this year, I think I'll be able to control myself a lot more. The nerves won't be as much. Learning, going with the flow a little bit is kind of emoji. You'll see people, kids are all around. Either they won their match or they season enders like here today. But take one match at a time is really what I like doing.
You mentioned you had some sickness. I know a lot of people have had the sickness throughout the winter. How are you feeling now at this point in the season?
I feel great. I came off two injured knees, but I think I'm getting my mojo back.
Right. So now what are your expectations going into next week? What do you want to get done there, your final go-around at the state meet?
I want to place. I think I can do it. I know some kids that I can beat. I know that I have to put in the work this last 2 days for the state tournament.
That's Norwalk senior Asaya Martinez, state qualifier at 126 pounds, third place today at the district meet. Congratulations.
Thank you, sir.
And we're here now with Norwalk junior Blake Stanford at the Class 3A District Wrestling Meet in Norwalk today. Blake, a second place finish in the 132-pound bracket. First time going to state now. Just what's the feeling to qualify?
It feels great, especially because the Pella guy I beat from my second place match, or no, my third place match, I lost to him the last tournament we went to. And it was a really close match, but I was sick, and so I've been practicing all week, working really hard to beat him and qualify.
And that was the 5-3 decision in the semifinal round?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, tell me about that match a little bit. What was key for you to avenge that earlier loss?
For me, it was just working hard in practice because I knew what positions he tried to get me in, and I knew which ones I needed to work on. So it was just a lot of really hard work in practice and praying, asking God, giving all my nerves to him, and just, trying to let his strength carry me through the match instead of my own.
You ran into a pretty good kid from Waukee Northwest there in the finals. Came up a little bit short there, but just tell me about, the feeling of getting to the championship round and being able to wrestle there, kind of having knowing that you're already going to state.
It was great. It definitely took a lot of the pressure off. I heard he was ranked 7th, and he had a pretty close match with the Pella guy. And the Pella guys have close matches with a lot of other guys I know. So I was really hoping I could beat him and get a feel for who's up there. So I was a little disappointed that I lost like that, but I can't complain. I still qualified, and I'm in the state tournament, so I'm really happy about that.
And your brother, Tyler, was a state qualifier at least one time, correct?
Yes, yeah.
So how's it feel to kind of carry on the family tradition there a little bit and then make it yourself?
No, it feels great. I go back up in the stands and he just has a huge smile and everything, and it's awesome. I missed wrestling with him last year, and I'm really glad I could just continue the tradition.
So now in a few days, you'll be going to Des Moines to compete at the Casey Center. Just right now going into it, what's your expectations for how you want to do there?
My goal has just been to it's been to place at the state tournament, which is going to be really hard, but I really, I'm looking to do that. I think I know all the guys that I need to beat, so I really want to place.
That's Norwalk Junior wrestler Blake Stanford, a state qualifier today. Congratulations, Blake.
Thank you so much.
And we're joined now by Norwalk senior Kale Wadley at the Class 3A District Wrestling Tournament in Norwalk. A third place finish today, Kale. Lost in the semifinals, then came back with two really resounding Tech Fall victories. What's the feeling to make it to the state meet for the first time?
It feels really good, especially since this is the first year my dad's been in the room coaching, so it's felt really good to do it with him and also Coach Brown, because he's such an amazing person and takes so much time away from his family to be with us.
And your brother was a state qualifier for Norwalk. Now you're going to go to state to carry on that family tradition a little bit. How good does that feel to follow in what he did?
So it wasn't my brother. My dad and grandpa both went to state. My grandpa won and my dad got second a few times. But it's just good to do something that I couldn't do in the previous years.
So after you lost in the semis today, you knew you had to win twice to make it to state. What was your focus like then and your confidence to do what you did and win two by Tech Fall?
So I was really nervous. Even knowing I could beat both of the guys, I just had that nervous feeling. But I looked to God and knew his way was the only way and it was the best way. And it paid off.
So now as you look ahead to the state meet at the Casey Center next week, what's kind of your expectations? What do you want to get done there? What's the feeling?
I think everyone wants to place there, but I really think I can if I put all my effort into it and go forward with that.
And how are you feeling physically right now? You know, a lot of guys, you battle injuries and illness throughout the season. How are you feeling physically going into the state?
Feeling physically good. A few weeks I had to step back with my ankle, but it felt good today and felt good to push past that adversity.
That's Norwalk senior wrestler Kale Wadley, state qualifier at 150 pounds today. Congratulations and good luck at state.
Thank you.
Joined now by Norwalk junior wrestler Victor Esparza at the Class 3A District Tournament in Norwalk today. A first place finish, a championship at the 190-pound bracket for you today. Just dominated your way to the finals with a pin and a Tech Fall. Then down 11-0 in the championship match to the number one seed. How did things turn around for you to get a 21-15 win?
You know, I would say that it was myself, but I truly don't believe that. I truly think God was on my side today. God gave me his strength, gave me all his power. He put me on top. My mindset's always 0-0, so me being down 11-0, that's nothing unusual.
You got the takedown late in the first period to make it 11-3. Your opponent seemed to have a little bit of a shoulder injury there, and it was kind of like blood in the water there. Yeah. It looked like you really smelled it and was just takedown in the second period.
Yeah, I mean, I train to go deep water, so I love that. I've been putting that scenario every day I practice, and so it's really nothing.
You've been to the state tournament twice.
Yes, sir.
Third place the last 2 years in the district. How does it feel to walk away today on top of the podium as a district champ?
You know, like, it really feels great. Like, knowing how much I progressed from freshman to sophomore to being a junior now, it really shows what hard work does. Hard work pays off.
How much more confident do you feel going into state this year compared to the last 2 years?
I've never been a top-ranked guy. I never have been. So being one of these top-ranked guys and beating a top-ranked guy, it really gives me that confidence in going into the state tournament next week.
Four Norwalk wrestlers qualify for state today.
Yes, sir.
How's it going to feel to, you know, just take a group of four to state and see what you guys can get done?
You know, it's definitely a heartbreaker. We lost some tough matches there, but it's also a good thing getting those four guys through. So it's really a special moment. It's a special moment, but it's also hard to watch.
You and Isaiah have been there a couple times each.
Yes, sir.
Kale and Blake, this will be their first time. Yeah. What do you tell those guys who haven't been there before?
Enjoy the experience. Don't take anything for granted. Just go out, wrestle hard. Blake Stanford, he's a tough son of a gun. Works his ass off every day at practice. So I'm really excited to see how he does.
What's your expectation now? Going in, you're going to have a nice seed at the state tournament. What do you want to get done?
Goal's still the same. I know I didn't get that conference title. I got this one. I still want to go scratch off that state champion title.
All right, that's Norwalk junior Victor Esparza, 190-pound district champion today. Congratulations. Good luck in Des Moines.
Thank you so much, sir. I really appreciate it.
That was Norwalk state wrestling qualifiers Isaiah Martinez, Blake Stanford, Kale Wadley, and Victor Esparza on today's Lely Radio Sports page.